Mildred cracked the door, then drew her ZKR. Holding the pistol muzzle down with both hands, ready to lift and sight at the slightest provocation, she darted out into the alley at the rear of the building, running lightly to each end of the alley to check for any movement. The area was deserted. Mildred hurried back and indicated to Michaela that all was clear. The woman lifted the stretcher down the back step of the hospital and set it on its wheels. Mildred had made sure that they were well greased, and they moved easily and quietly on the dirt-packed ground. They ran the stretcher to the end of the alley, and a look of surprise came over the young healer's face when Mildred turned to the left.
What are you doing? The old city is that way.
She gestured to the right and the Ville wall, visible over the low buildings.
We're not heading there directly. Think about it. How are we going to get past any sec there with JB in tow? No, we need a little help with that, and we may need a little help with getting around that city.
Michaela said nothing, but gave Mildred a questioning stare. The black woman grinned.
Listen, child, who has Ethan's implicit trust, and so wouldn't get suspicion from any guards? And who knows more about the ruins and old tech than anyone else? I think that old bastard Bones may be more than a tad useful, one way or another.
But he'll be vidding the hunt, like he always does.
Then we'll just have to hope we're quick enough to catch him before he leaves.
And if we're not?
Then we got a plan B.
What's plan B?
I don't know. I haven't made it up yet.
The man called Bones fiddled nervously with the screwdriver in his left hand, trying to balance the vid camera in his right while he screwed the battery pack into position. During the time he had spent repairing the old tech, he had used the electricity supply that was fueled by the gas-powered generator Ethan had given him for his sole use. The camera had been damaged during the last hunt, and it had taken the old man some time to get it repaired. Ethan wasn't the most understanding of men, and so Bones had stalled for time when the Baron had asked him if it was ready. He had hoped that he would be able to fix the problem without having to incur Ethan's wrath. Ethan had been getting far too intoxicated by the power and wealth that the hunts in the old tech had brought to him. He was starting to make plans to build an empire. Bones had shown him some old vids that he had taken from a house in the ruined city. Most tape had decayed over the time since Skydark, if it hadn't been eradicated in the nuke cost, but some, hidden in dark corners of old apartment blocks and offices, had miraculously survived. There were some vids that showed what life was like before the nuke cost. To the old man, it seemed like a land of milk and honey, with limitless jack and tech to make life easy and comfortable. But there were some images that seemed eerily prophetic of what life was like now, as if ancient seers had made these vids to warn the people of what could happen. In some of them, people who were analogous to today's barons had taken over great tracts of land, using that which they had plundered from the past. They ruled with a cruelty and a ferocity that was legend in their time. Bones looked at his wrist chron. Ethan always gave him schedules according to the chron, as he spent so long inside working that he couldn't track the time by sun. The trouble was, his eyes were getting so bad that he had to squint heavily at the chron. It was a vague worry at the back of his mind that if his sight got much worse, his usefulness would cease. Yes, Ethan wanted him to train people in using and repairing old tech, so that would give him a little longer. But once the people were trained, then bye-bye, Bones. You're no use anymore, and you know far too much. Time was running out. He had to get this vid fixed and get over to the forest to meet with Ethan and the Barons. He fumbled the screwdriver, cursed to himself, and tightened the last screws. Mildred and Michaela had wheeled JB through the back streets of the Ville with little difficulty. Whatever else she could say about Ethan, she had to admit that the man believed in keeping the Ville's living conditions as good as possible. Ironic that such cleanliness and order was built on blood and horror. Horror that was shared by most of the inhabitants, as they all seemed to be clustered over by the sec compound, waiting to see what happened. That was okay. It meant that the two women and the prone armorer were able to make swift and unimpeded progress. In next to no time, they were outside the house in which Bones lived. Mildred did a quick wreck, scouting to see if Bones was still in the house. She gave a triumphant grin when she saw him through the window, trying to repair something that looked like an old camcorder. They'd always been a problem when they were new, back when she lived in the 20th century. And it looked like it was the battery pack that had screwed him over, making him late. Some things never changed. And right now, she was suitably grateful for that. She backed off to where Michaela was hiding with JB and explained that they were in time to catch the old bastard and that she would go in alone.
You stay here and keep watch on John.
You'll be all right?
Girl, if I can't handle Bones, then we might as well give up now.
And before Michaela had a chance to form a reply, Mildred was gone. She reached the back door of the house in a matter of seconds and tried the handle as quietly as possible. She couldn't believe her luck that it was unlocked. What was it with the people in this ville? They seemed to have no concept of security. Maybe that was why they let Ethan get away with so much. Still, it was all the better for her. She entered the house silently, careful for any noise she may make. It was unnaturally quiet inside, and the lack of covering noise from outside wasn't doing much to provide her with cover either. She slipped through the kitchen and the back rooms until she was standing in the door of the main lounge area, where the old man was still bent over the camcorder. He wasn't working on it, but rather was staring into the distance, seemingly lost in thought. Then he checked his wrist chron, muttered to himself, and secured the battery pack before switching the camera on to record. Mildred had held her ZKR muzzle down as she'd walked through the house, but as he put his eye to the viewfinder and began to arc the camera, she raised the ZKR right at the camera lens. Bones almost dropped the vid camera when Mildred came into view. From seeing her in miniature in the viewfinder, she was now revealed in full size in front of him.
The hunt's underway. Won't Ethan be pissed at you for being late?
Not half as pissed as he will be when I don't turn up. And I've got a pretty good idea that I won't be turning up, correct? Look, do you mind if I sit down?
He seated himself without waiting for an answer. He put the vid camera on the table and took a pocket handkerchief from the breast pocket of his coat, mopping his forehead with it, then taking off his glasses to polish them. He was squinting so heavily without them that Mildred figured he was almost blind. She couldn't tell, but she would bet that it was cataracts. It was a problem that she could have done something about once. Curiously, she felt sure that he wasn't going to reach for a blaster or a weapon of any kind. He had a resigned air about him, but she didn't lower her ZKR. Bones put his glasses back on and stared at the blaster.
That's not really necessary, you know. I'm not armed, and to tell the truth, I've always been a crappy shot anyway. You could snuff me out before I had a chance to even get the safety off. But I can understand why you're doing this. I suppose you'll be wanting to stop the hunt and get your friends back to normal. You're not going to like this, then. But don't chew me out of anger, that's all I ask. I'm not crazy about the idea either. But there's no telling Ethan when he gets an idea into
his... For God's sake, you're as bad as Doc. Just cut to the chase and tell me what you mean.
So Bones haltingly told her about the hypnosis, diverting along the way to tell her how he discovered the secret on one of his expeditions, and how Ethan very quickly mastered the technique. She cut him short on this.
What you're saying is that Ryan, Christy, and Doc are now hunting Jack, and they won't rest until he's dead or they are.
That's about the size of it. I'm not there to vid the hypnosis part because Ethan thinks that'll scare off anyone watching, looking to buy a hunt. He just wants me to vid the action. If not for that, you wouldn't have caught up with me. I thought you knew about it, and that's why you're here. Or is it because of JB?
What do you know about JB?
Only what you've probably figured out. He's been keeping your friend alive as a tool, and now he's got no use for him. And the only way you can make him better is to go into the old city. Do you have Michaela with you?
Mildred nodded.
She's a good kid, and she doesn't like Ethan. She'll be a good guide, but I'm guessing you wanted the best.
You're right.
Well, I don't know if I still am. Old and blind I am, lady. Old and blind. But Ethan will flay me alive for missing the hunt. You've got a blaster on me right now, and I read this old saying once about being hung for a sheep as a lamb. Didn't quite grasp what that meant until now.
He stood slowly, holding his hands palm up and away from his body.
No tricks, no nothing. I'm not armed. And if you don't feel happy with that, then...
Mildred didn't know whether to trust him. He seemed to be too keen to get out of Pleasantville, a mite too quick to join forces with her. He had to have read that in her expression.
I don't blame you for being uneasy. It must seem like a rapid change of heart, especially when you consider I kinda had everything I always wanted here. But they're only things when all is said and done. And if Ethan's gonna kill me anyway, I wouldn't have him for much longer. And speaking of longer, if we don't get it together and get the hell out of here, we're not gonna have any kind of head start on the sec who'll be chasing us.
Will we need weapons in the old city?
It'd be preferable.
Then grab something and we'll get going.
The old man nodded and disappeared from the lounge for a moment as Mildred holstered her ZKR. Was she taking a chance in trusting him? Perhaps so, but right now she didn't have much choice in the matter. By the time these thoughts had passed through her head, Bones was back with a small Vortok precision pistol, the like of which Mildred had rarely seen, and a 14-shot Glock, which seemed to be the favored blaster of the Ville. He noticed her looking.
We had a trader once who paid Ethan for a hunt with a cache of blasters he'd uncovered, all Glocks. And the ammo, it must have been some kind of old arms dump he'd stumbled on, or even a Glock factory, for all I know. Weird, though.
He stowed the Vortak in a holster strapped to his calf, and shouldered a bag into which he placed the Glock and the spare ammo.
Still, doesn't matter now. What are you standing there gawking for? Let's get out of here.